Something about that airplane, I can't put it down, and I think my love for it shows, and I think that's why I've sold or delivered 63 of them in just a little over 2 years.
Hello and welcome to the Skybound RC podcast, where we talk to the most interesting people from the RC aviation community. We're talking to pilots, builders, owners, and founders of RC companies, all with the purpose of sharing their RC journey and learning from their experience. I'm your host, Juan Sanchez, and today I'm talking to Chris Barton, owner of Full Throttle RC. If you've been around RC giant scale airplanes, you probably have heard of them. They're the go-to guys for turnkey building of airplanes from Extreme Flight, Skywing, Flex Innovations, and many other popular brands. Chris is a true RC pro. He's been in the industry for many, many years. In this chat, we'll talk about how he got started in the hobby, how Full Throttle RC is doing as a business, what their most popular plane is these days. And Chris will also tell us a bit about what his preferred equipment is for this type of plane. This is particularly interesting to me because Chris has gotten his hands in many different brands of airplanes, engines, radio gear. So get ready for some interesting suggestions in there. We also chat about the Freedom Fest. This is the event they're putting together at the end of the month in Virginia. It's looking like a really cool event. Lots of good people, lots of good pilots, lots of interesting companies are coming. So make sure to check it out. There's more info in the show notes. I had a ton of fun chatting with Chris, so I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. Chris Barton, thanks so much for being with us, and welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I think we have a bunch of topics to cover, but let's get started from the beginning. Why don't you tell us a bit about how you got started in RC?
Probably like most people do, I started when I was a young kid. My grandfather and my father got me into it back in the early 90s. That was back when nitro airplanes were around, and I started on a 60 size nitro airplane about like everybody did, and flew kind of a little bit through college and messed around those times a little bit with gas airplanes, but I kind of more or less had been involved with RC my whole life because I started an aerial media company back in around 2010. And since then, I've made a living with a transmitter in my hand one way or the other ever since. So,
was that basically flying drones to do like video recordings?
Yeah, that was back before DJI even existed, and we were custom building our own, and we traveled the country marketing golf courses.
Wow. Sounds like fun. Sounds
like it was.
One of the pioneers with drones.
It was. It was a good gig, and that was back before you could go to Best Buy and buy one pretty much ready to fly. So they were a tremendous amount of work, and we were carrying around pretty heavy cameras. But it all worked good. And for almost 6 years, and that's when I moved to Virginia and started Full Throttle RC. So,
yeah. So, what was the original thinking behind Full Throttle RC? Did you basically see the market for it and nobody addressing it? Were you just like trying to find a way to get your hands into RC as your full-time gig? How did it go?
I actually had the idea whenever I was right out of high school and wanted to do it. And of course, my mom and dad were never going to let me try to do anything like that. They were trying to get me to go get my education and do all that. It wouldn't have worked back then, but the idea was nothing new. I'd wanted to do it for a long time. What I think where I got lucky is when I moved to, I was able to move into a shop and a house that is on the flying field. I live at the end of the runway, and in my opinion, of what is one of the nicest airfields on the East Coast. And I think that's been a big key to my success. I have people in and out of here 7 days a week, and I can walk out of my shop and wheel an airplane to the end of the runway and deliver it to the customer right there. So,
yeah, I was trying to ask you about that. I saw on Google Maps, and it looks like your house, which I understand that's where you have also your main full throttle RC sub, is right next to the field.
It is. It's literally on the flying field, and I have a lot of people that will buy airplanes that they want to show up here, not only pick up their ready to fly airplane, but they want to come spend the weekend with me and hang out. And it's an amazing facility with a lot of amenities and great people. And of course, the weather in Virginia is just great. I'm a West Texas boy, and the weather here is incredible. So with all those things lining up, it just kind of falls right into place. And I found a location that I'm able to make a lot of this work. So just kind of got lucky there. Mm.
Dana, that sounds like a really good deal right there. And speaking of that location, I think you are cooking up a cool event in a couple of weeks, right? Freedom Fest?
That's right. Freedom Fest here at my house. We've got pretty much every major manufacturer that's in the 3D industry will be here. Extreme Flight, AJ Aircraft, Flex Innovations, Skywing, a lot of the servo manufacturers and transmitter manufacturers, MKSJR, Bluebird Servos, and then, of course, the big boys like GP Engines, Joe Lewis, and Desert Aircraft is representing it as well. So we've got all the big boys that are going to be here. The field, I did a pre-registration, so the field is 100% sold out. I've got a little bit of room left for people that kind of are showing up as on a whim, and other than that, this place is gonna be full. So
yeah, it definitely looks like a really cool thing happening there. Is this the first year that you're doing this event?
This is. I've had some other smaller events here, but this is the first time that Full Throttle has really done their own event. We travel around the country all year going to other people's events, and mm-hmm. we help with a lot of other ones. We've been involved with several other events, and I've also helped with a lot of the XFCs that Frank Noel has done. Also Kevin Garland, who also works with us here at Full Throttle RC, who does the Tucson Aerobatic Shootout. I was involved with that one last year. So I got a lot of event experience, but this is the first one that we're doing as a company. So.
Yeah, I mean, for the first one, sounds like it's looking really, really good. Definitely was very impressed when I was looking at the people and the companies pre-register. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I really wish I could go there. I wish I was closer. I'm all the way in California.
Hey, man, just yeah, a plane really right cool. away. You can get you out here.
I know. If I didn't have, like, two little kids, it would be really nice. I was going to take a step back. Regarding Full Throttle RC, and maybe you can give a bit of a breakdown of what you guys are doing there for those that haven't heard of you before.
Sure. The basics of it is we're a turnkey jot scale airplane company. So let's say you're interested in an AJ Aircraft 103-inch Z200 laser, which is one of our most popular selling airplanes right now. Instead of going on the website and ordering everything and having it sent to yourself and you do it, you call us up. We will send you a breakdown of everything that you need for that aircraft, from the airframe to servos, servo arms, motor choices, the entire list of everything that you need. And we will send an individual breakdown. We agree on that of your motor choices and equipment choices. Then you pay us a deposit, which is usually around 60 to 70% of the total cost. And depending on your location throughout the country, that's where that airplane gets shipped. I'm here on the East Coast. We've got Donnie in Ohio, Kevin Garland out in Arizona, and Mike Sterling in Oklahoma. So we can cover a lot of the country. Of course, there's places that are still very difficult, but we travel around so much that we found we're able to get most of the country handled. And then we work out delivery with you. A lot of people think that, oh, it's it's the same price as you would order it for, and then just add whatever our labor charge is. Well, that's not the case at all. We're able to save you 90% of the time. We're able to save you shipping on all items. We don't charge for extensions. We custom make all our own extensions out of PowerBox wire, which is included in your label product, in your labor price, excuse me. We offer a upgraded hardware package, a lot of the matching bling that we're real famous for. We do custom powder coating on mufflers, all kinds of modifications that you would not normally get if you did that airplane yourself, that, you know, kind of sets us apart from others rather than just slapping an ARF together. And then of course, we don't ever just drop the airplane off. We always test fly it with you, transfer it over to your transmitter, make sure you're happy, make sure that you understand it, know how to operate it safely. And at the end of the day, of course, just make sure that you're happy. So.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to mention is that I know the first time I heard about full throttle RC is like, oh, that sounds really cool. I've seen some pictures of your planes, and it looks like the quality is really up there. But my first thought was like, wow, that's going to be really, really expensive. But my understanding is that that's actually not the case, or not as expensive as people would think, just because of what you are saying, right? You are making so many of these planes, you are able to maybe purchase some of the items at slightly discounted price, you might be able to save shipping, and the final price is not as high as people would actually think, taking into account that you are getting a brand new plane, expertly built, right?
I mean, that's it. I would say the biggest thing going for us is once someone does purchase an airplane for us, that's how we've built this business, is most people realize after the product that they get that what they're getting and how easy it is, that they can't do it that price for themselves versus what they're getting. The majority of at this point, after a little over 4 years, is all repeat customers. Of course, we get new customers all the time, but I have customers over 4 years. I have some that are over 20 airplanes deep in 4 years that just continue. They just call and they don't even get a quote. They know about what it's going to be and they'll say, hey, I want an Extreme Flight this, or an AJ this, or a Flex this, whatever it may be. And they just say, do it, and I'll see you here, and bring it to me then. And that's a lot of how our deals go nowadays. So,
does it feel like this business is pretty seasonal? Like, does it the number of kind of requests vary a lot month to month, or do you have like a kind of a consistent stream?
It revolves around events. So we just finished up with Joe Nall. And of course, right now we're as hard and fast as we go, completing all the orders that were purchased at Joe Nall. But most people always ask me, oh, well, what do you do during the wintertime? Well, our peak months are November, December, and January. Everybody would think that is whenever I slow down, but I think a lot of people are re-upping for the year or getting their fleet going for the year. We still stay very steady throughout the year, but November, December, and January, I usually will turn over, just in my shop alone, not counting the other guys. Usually in my shop alone, I will turn over about in those months, I will usually turn over 10 or 11 airplanes a month.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's keeping busy. That's getting her done right there. It's about as hard and as fast as I can go.
That's really cool. I'm guessing that most common sizes, what are they? Probably like 70cc all the way to like 120?
Definitely the most common is the 120cc size airplane. 90-inch airplanes or 70cc are right behind it, you know, and that kind of fluctuates. A lot of it depends on what the hot new item is, and where things are going with what the manufacturers got coming in. And luckily, all the manufacturers work really, really well. We have outstanding relationships with all of them. So new products, we oftentimes can get our hands on them first. Without those guys, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this. So, the availability of us being able to get stuff from the manufacturers is key.
if somebody out there is thinking about contacting you guys, do you have a general kind of timeline? Like, you know, from the time they say, yeah, let's do this Extreme Flight Laser, do you have an estimation on how long that might take? Nowadays, like, I know this is going to vary through the year, but if somebody were to call you right now, do you have an estimation on how that might take?
That varies upon where you're at and when you want to pick it up. I have had people that have walked in here on Monday morning and they pick up their airplane on Friday afternoon. Now, if you're located right here and I've got the airplane, if I've got the airplane in stock and it's a make or break deal that you've got to have it that next weekend, we do it often. The other thing is a lot of people will place orders with us knowing what our event schedule is, and they'll pick up airplanes from actual events, which that way we know how much time we've got. It doesn't put as much pressure on us. But I think if to answer that question, you know, correctly, very, very rarely, if you call today and want to come here or come to one of our other locations and pick up an airplane, very, very rarely, if it's in stock, does anybody have to wait any longer than 4, maybe 5 weeks at the absolute most? That's usually worst case scenario.
Oh, wow. That still sounds really fast. Taking into account how long things take to ship and people are busy with work and find time to actually work on the plane, and then you're missing. I think one of the typical things I've run into is that I will put an order for like 90% of the things, but there's always some part that takes much longer than expected, or they got the order wrong. I feel like you guys have in there probably a good supply of all the little items that you know you always need, right? Like the servo arms, the mufflers, those type of things that pretty much every airplane needs. I think that helps a lot.
It does. It does. And it's key. Keep an inventory in. We do keep airplanes in stock. And of course, that varies throughout time of the year. We're always trying to keep the hot items that are selling in stock. That way, when somebody walks in on a Monday morning and needs, you know, has got to have an airplane for that next weekend, you know, we can pull that off. But GP Engines, Joe Lewis is great. We always have a couple of 76s and 123s, Falcon props. We keep a lot of those in stock. I usually keep on average anywhere between 75 and 125 servos in stock at all times. You know, that's a pretty big one. Receivers, things like that. We always do that. But usually the difference in having to wait a week or 2 weeks at the most is usually the availability of the airframe. So
nice. So you are one of those few rare people that were able to get kind of their full-time job revolves around RC airplanes. I know that there's a lot of people that kind of daydream about making that happen someday. But I'm kind of curious, now that you've been doing this for a while, how is it really? Like, do you still have that love for the hobby? Is it like the fact that now this is your job makes going flying less fun, or you end up seeing every event as one more day at work, or are you still able to kind of separate work and play and still have fun?
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, lie about it. I mean, there are days and there are events that, yeah, it gets challenging. And but I would say more often than not, I wake up every morning and I love my job. I love what I do. I love getting to make people happy. If I didn't love it, I work 7 days a week. I'm never off work. I'm often down in the shop at 7 a.m. And there's a lot of times that I'm down there till after midnight. I don't ever take a day off, you know, every single weekend. My beautiful wife and beautiful daughter are more than supportive of this, and I could never do it without them. So is there days
that's going to be my next question. How is your family?
Yeah, it's your family. It's good.
Sounds like they are pretty into it too.
They are. My wife is a key part of the business. She handles a lot of the day-to-day operations. She handles the graphics department. I couldn't do it without them. So the fact that they're involved and they travel everywhere with me, I don't go anywhere without them. That's a key thing. So it's a family business, and we love what we do. And I definitely love it. I don't think it's something you could do if you didn't have a passion for it, because it can get trying. And if I didn't love it, there was no way I could do it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So taking into account that you're always building different type of airplanes with, I'm guessing, different equipment, and that you usually do a bunch of flights right on the planes before kind of handing them over to their new owner, I guess that you've gotten a chance to try a lot of different planes, try a lot of different equipment. So I'm kind of curious, what are, at the moment, what are your favorite ones?
Oh, I get asked that question a lot. I guess the market right now is so strong. I mean, every manufacturer, all four of our major dealers have so much amazing new stuff out right now. So as far as, you know, when you say which one is your favorite right now, man, there's no way I could choose. All of them, there's just some really incredible new airplanes and some really incredible new technology. If you were to say one that I seem to always have in the hangar and always just something about that airplane, it's also the one that over 4 years that I've sold the most of. It's only been a little over two. I've delivered 63 of these in just a little over 2 years, and that's the Flex Innovations Mamba 120. And something about that airplane, I can't put it down. And I think my love for it shows, and I think that's why I've sold or delivered 63 of them in just a little over 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to see that one in person yet. I've seen some videos, and especially now that Jay is doing CS with Flex and he's putting up some demos with it, like it looks really, like, just visually looks really like a really nice looking plane. It's beautiful. But
Jay Stussy, I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Jay Stussy, who's he?
when you see him fly, it's like really, really amazing.
It is. He's doing a good job, and he does a good job. We're very close with those guys, and he's done a good job of showing off that airplane and the capabilities of all those products. So yeah, it's always entertaining watching him on a video.
Yep. And I think he's also going to be there with the rest of the Flex team in the Freedom Fest, right?
Yep. The Ducias will be here along with Kike and the whole Flex team. The whole shebang, Super Tim with a lot of the Extreme Flight team guys, Andrew Jeske and the whole crew from AJ Aircraft. And the list goes on. MKS, Thomas Cook, Joe Lewis, GP Engines, Frank Knoll, JR, Michael Sell, Bluebird Servos. I mean, it's going to be, you know, if you need autographs, it's a weekend to do it.
So I was asking you before about kind of what's your kind of favorite airplane or airplanes. The other thing kind of related is gear. I'm guessing that also you end up using, both probably GP and DA engines. In terms of electronics, I'm guessing that you are making use of JR, MKS, Futaba. After you've kind of played around with all these different brands, I feel like all of them right now are pretty strong, so I don't think anybody is going to go wrong with any of this. But I'm kind of curious, what's your go-to? If you are building a new plane for yourself tomorrow, what's your go-to transmitter? What's your go-to kind of setup for a, let's say, a 120cc aerobatic plane?
I have been flying with, if you want to talk about electronics, I consistently fly with Spectrum. I've used a lot of JR equipment. I own them all. I own Spectrum, JR, and Futaba. I find that I most often set my airplanes up on Spectrum because that's what the majority of our customers fly. And it seems to be the easiest to hand our demo airplanes over on Spectrum. And it's also for the team, it's easiest for us to share. The stuff just works. It works great. I don't have any problems with it. I just recently got in the mail, actually 2 days ago, the new Spectrum NX20. So I'm flying that at the moment. As far as my setup, I'm not getting any younger. I think that the Flex Innovations if it's programmed correctly, and we do custom setups on every one of them. That has been my bread and butter for the last, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years, something like that. I continually go with those. Always a GP123. I'm a huge advocate of GP engines. So that's always up front. And then servo choice, as of here late, Flex actually just came out with a brand new servo that is matched with the Aura, and it's a Flex 49010. And I found that that might be my favorite setup. It is hard to beat. There's some others out there that are great too, but if you're going to ask me the question, that's my answer. So that, and then of course, to me, a big key to all that is using PowerBox Maxi Wire. I think that stuff makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to check out those Flex servos. I have some like little Flex airplanes, but they're like the foamiest. For big ones, I've been using either MKS or Futapas, and I know that they are also very popular. I haven't seen much from Flex on that size. So I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah. The new 49010s are great. So
cool. Well, I think this is really good. I think we're gonna go through a couple of quick fire questions that I'm kind of going to be asking pretty much all guests. The question is just quick, short, simple. Feel free to take as much or as little time answering to them. So let's start with this. Favorite plane that you either own or have owned in the past?
Flex Innovations Mamba 120.
I can see that you really like that plane.
Yeah, same question as earlier, so.
Yeah. Favorite transmitter, is that still your current one, or would you go
all for all time favorite is good? All time favorite is the Spectrum DX18. I still own two of them, and they will never be sold.
Yeah, it's definitely not the first time I hear that. I think a lot of people really like their DX18s and their DX20s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any plane that you haven't gotten your hands on yet that you're really excited about?
There's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about that I'm really excited about. The one that I can, that I would say I'm most excited about is the new 120cc Skywing Yak. Those should be here soon, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. I flew it a bunch at Triple Tree couple of weeks ago, and I can't wait to get my hands on one. So
yeah, it's really nice in both Skywing and Extreme Flight now kind of pushing again the Yaks, right? I feel like it's been a few years where they were very focused on the extras, the lasers, the edges, mm-hmm. the slicks. Now seeing the Yaks, I really like those.
Me too. I'm always been a Yak fan.
Yeah, I think they are really awesome how well they roll. Like everything that is like that doesn't matter if it's slow rolls, like rifle rolls, like they look so, I don't know, so yeah. Symmetric, so beautiful. Extreme aerobatics or low and slow?
Like I said, I'm not getting any younger. Low and slow.
Which is the event you've attended so far that you had the most fun at?
Definitely every year. I don't know how you beat it. It's something he seems to do it every year. And that's up in Michigan at it's called the Great Lakes event. It's run by Scott Bauerschmidt of AJ Aircraft. And I'm not just saying that, everybody knows that Scott's one of my best friends, but something about that event, continually every year, it's the one that we always look forward to the most.
And just last question, favorite RC related purchase under $100?
Oh, that's a great question. Favorite RC related purchase under $100. Man, I have to think about that one. That one's good. It could be a lot of things. Favorite
RC. You can give multiple answers. You have like a couple of things that pop up in mind.
Just because I spend so much time building airplanes, I would have to say discovering, I mean, there's several things I can say. The first one that came to my mind is the spectrum analyzer, which you plug a battery into and then it powers servos. And for setting up and building airplanes, I think those things are $50, something like that. And it just powers your servo and it allows you to get all your geometry and centering done before you ever even plug the receiver in. And for someone like me, that's about priceless. And I don't ever leave home without one. I keep one in the shop and one in the trailer, and they're hard to beat for $50 or $60, whatever it is they cost.
Yeah, I can see that being pretty useful. It's always really annoying having to get everything set up, all the electronics, just to do some quick tests and make sure that the arm length is correct or the
rod and I'll tell you that
has to be certain.
I'll tell you the second thing that every person, if you fly airplanes, should own. There, I've always owned the same covering iron for the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years, however long I've been doing this. And then I recently discovered a covering iron that was made by another manufacturer, and they're sold on Amazon. And it's a little bit different style, and it's digital and gets ridiculously hot. But they are incredible. And as much covering work as I do and ironing, and I iron airplanes when I get them out of the box, that thing is almost therapeutic. It works so well. I do not remember the name of the manufacturer, but if you look up RC covering iron on Amazon, it's going to pop up. They're like $75, but they are worth every penny. That would be the thing that I would say is, and I just found it like a year ago and it changed my life. So.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good recommendation. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
If I find it, I'll try to put it in the show notes.
Yeah, put it in the old inbox, in the purchase cart if you find it. So.
All right. Well, I think that's all for the warm mixer that you are able to get back to all that list of airplanes you probably have pending to build.
That's right. Yeah,
thanks so much for taking the time to chatting with us today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, best luck with the Freedom Fest. I think that's going to be really fun.
Appreciate it, man.